Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
A win at Mystique Ice Center for the Waterloo Blackhawks. A Saturday night victory after a Friday night disappointment in Des Moines. And it's a split weekend for Waterloo. Hawks 3, Fighting Saints 1. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks took the lead 8 minutes and 14 seconds into this game, getting the relatively early goal in this one and having the lead the rest of the way after an unassisted score to start it. Takeaway by James Hong. Banks one Owen Baker's direction. Sjolund in his path, but Brunette there to help out, and the Hawks do clear it. Now Van Sickle a takeaway. Partial breakaway, moves in for a shot. He scores! Cam Van Sickle, his first Blackhawk goal. The turnover in the neutral zone by the Fighting Saints. Van Sickle capitalizes low to the glove side. Cam Van Sickle's first Waterloo Blackhawks goal, and in total his third of the season, gives the Hawks a 1-0 lead at the 8:14 mark of this game. And the Hawks would build on that lead in the closing minute of the first period. Ness still out there. Comes out to the neutral zone, slings a pass off the right wing boards, trying to find O'Connell, hit the lines, been picked up by Fuss just inside the line, moves in, centers one, and Waterloo scores! Connor Brown at the top of the crease, redirects the pass from Ray Fuss. Here come the Hawks with a power play goal in the final minute of the opening period. Brown getting the start in this game as the Blackhawks' opening centerman, and his third goal of the season as well. With 43.1 seconds remaining in the opening period, that power play score assisted by Ray Fust, and Waterloo took a 2-0 lead to the first intermission. Had a close call at the end of the period on a great scoring chance by Kenny Connors that appeared to beat Jack Williams. A low shot that Connors was trying to push through Williams' pads, and somehow, even though it looked like it had gotten through, it ended up going wide of the Blackhawk net. Perhaps Williams got a piece of it with his left leg at the last moment to knock it out of the crease and out of its path, headed for the goal line. Connors would get a matter of redemption, though, in the second period. He found control of a puck behind the Blackhawk net, fed it to the top of the crease, and Nikita Borodyanko was waiting there to bang it in. Borodyanko with his fourth goal this season against the Blackhawks, all of them at Mystique Ice Center. Kenny Connors the lone assist on that goal, and it was 2-1 at 8:49 of the second period. But Waterloo would get the last goal of the game, and in rather strange fashion at that. And Shifsky won this to Schneider, turning and squeezes one down into the corner on the right side. Sjolund gave it to Feenstra, but Shifsky challenges him, and the Hawks gain control. Back to the line. Jake Schneider is shot off the glove of Geisel. It goes up in the air and ends up in the net. The Hawks have scored! It was way up in the air. Must have been 15 feet off the ice. Came down and skating across the crease, Garrett Shifsky bats it out of midair to give the Blackhawks a 3-1 lead at 15:06 of the second period. Shifsky's 15th of the season, unassisted as it stands now, at 15:06 of the second period, making it 3-1, and the Hawks would win by that score, although the Fighting Saints did have a flurry at the end of the second period when they were on the power play, could not get a score in that situation. Dubuque with a couple of more power play opportunities in the third period, including a power play that began with about 4.5 minutes left in regulation. About halfway through, they lifted Paxton Geisel and played the rest of the game with six attackers, but the Hawks able to deny the Fighting Saints in the closing minutes and hold on for the 3-1 victory. And Waterloo did win the special teams battle tonight, 1-for-3 on the power play, while the Fighting Saints were 0-for-4. Shots on goal in the third period. The Blackhawks only credited with 5. I think that was a little conservative. The Fighting Saints also only credited with 5. And I think you could have added a couple to either total and done so fairly. But in any case, the final shot count 21 for Waterloo to 17 for Dubuque. Paxton Geisel takes the loss. Jack Williams with the win. And Williams now this season against Dubuque is above .500. He's played in all four games, one of them in relief, and he has a 2-1 record. And the Blackhawks stay above .500 as well. They've been .500 or better dating all the way back to late October. Waterloo back on October the 23rd. Got a win against the Lincoln Stars, and that pushed them to the .500 mark, and they've been at or above .500 ever since. They needed a win tonight to stay in the category at .500 or better, and now better with a 15-14-2 record. Our post-game scoring summary is presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. DeWalt Power and Hand Tools can help you take on all of those jobs you need to get done. For over 90 years, DeWalt Tools guaranteed tough. Available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. A three-game stretch on the road for the Blackhawks. Waterloo 1-1 so far, and we'll try to take two of three in this road sequence with their next game against the Lincoln Stars next Friday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.